Welcome to Grow Your Thinking Podcast, where it's all about expanding your thinking so you can build your dream life and start living an extraordinary life. I'm your host, Frida Howard. Hello, my friend. I just feel like laughing because normally when I say hello, my friend, in my mind, I'm always like, I want to say it in a more bubbly way, like happy mood. But then I thought, you know, if I always say hi, my friend, in a very vibrant mood, you guys might think like I'm always happy, excited, which is what the society has taught us to do. Like, we should always show a happy face. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't feel so bubbly this morning. I just feel normal. I feel normal. You know, when you're just normal, you're not bubbly, you're not sad, you're just there. And so I'm just going to say again and say it in a more realistic way. Hello, my friend. And how are you today? When I say that, I feel I'm more genuine. And I feel like that's how everybody should be. So let's get started on today's episode. Today I was on IG, Instagram, and I saw a life coach. She had made a reel and she said how she helped a client create a $1 million business. Right? You heard me right, a $1 million business. Immediately when I saw this, I felt like I had these thoughts like, oh, I can be a millionaire. That's the thought that I had. It's almost like a relief, you know? And I thought about it. I thought like, I should write that as my mantra and put it in my wall. Because if you come to my office, you'll find I have some sticky notes of some things that I want to remind myself. And actually, that makes me think I'm going to do a podcast of all these short notes that I've written on the wall, because I think it's really a good idea and they remind me a lot of where I want to be. So I thought I should have a sticky note on the wall saying I can be a millionaire. I have one so far on my wall, which is my favorite, which says I can only do for now B minus work or C plus work. So that keeps reminding me about perfectionism, but that's a story for another day. So I thought to myself, I'm going to write it in the wall. But then I thought, oh, I don't want to write it in the wall because I don't want anybody else or my husband seeing it and thinking maybe I'm crazy. And so I thought, I'm not going to write it. Right? I have to process that feeling before I can write it, because that feeling of shame, like someone else will think you're crazy. So here's what I want you to notice. That statement that I said was, I can be a millionaire. That's a very different statement to, I will be a millionaire. I don't know. I can be a millionaire is what I said. And someone else would have said, I will be a millionaire, right? But what came from my heart was the sentence, I can be, right? But think about someone else. They might think, I will be. These are two totally different people. They want the same goal, but they have two different thoughts, right? The person who says, which is me, I can be a millionaire, it's like I still have doubts in it. And I still feel there's a possibility. So I'm in between. I sort of believe it. I sort of not believe it. The person who says, I will be a millionaire, they're more positive than I can be a millionaire. So these are two different people, two different thoughts, right? And I started getting curious about, why did I not say I will be a millionaire? And all I thought was, I can be a millionaire. So when you think about it in a more deeper way, when I said I can be a millionaire, it's like I'm neutral, right? I'm neutral. I believe it. I don't believe it. Versus the person who says I will be a millionaire, they're more positive. There's also another that person would say, I can never be a millionaire. That person is only operating from a negative thought. I prefer to be in a more neutral thought than a negative thought. Because when you're in a negative thought, you can hardly pull yourself up. But when you operate from a neutral place, you can feel the possibility of hope. So when I said I can be a millionaire, it's like, I'm not ready yet, right? I still need some thinking to do. And for me to have this thinking, I need to use something that we call bridging thoughts. Bridging thoughts, these are thoughts that help us get closer to where we want to be. So a statement like, I can be a millionaire, and my end goal is being a millionaire, that statement brings me closer to my dreams, to my end goal. Versus the person who says, I can never be a millionaire, that person is pulling away from their end goal. The person who says, I will be a millionaire, and they believe in that thought, that's fine. But there's a person who doesn't believe in, I will be a millionaire. So I don't believe, as at the moment, I will be a millionaire. I feel I can be a millionaire, but I don't believe I will be a millionaire yet. I feel like there's still some doubt. And now this brings us to how the society has so much pressure on us that we should always have positive thinking. And so someone could have told me, no, you don't. You should just believe you can be a millionaire. But for me to believe I can be a millionaire, I have to do some more thought work. I have to think and get curious as to why I still believe, what's bringing in the doubt. I should focus more on what's making me have the doubtful, because that if I work on that, then I'd be getting closer in a more realistic way, and I'll be authentic to myself with my thoughts, because I'll be like, I believe I can be a millionaire, and I'll move to I will be a millionaire. But if I follow the society rules with positive affirmations, positive thinking is I need to jump from hot to cold. I need to jump from I'll be a millionaire, even if I don't believe in it. And this pressure has made so many people lose hope. Because when you skip without using bridging thoughts, if you're one of those people who sometimes need bridging thoughts, which almost every one of us do in some different ways, then you lose hope on your end goal. Because it's like thinking that you're a terrible mother and someone saying, no, you're a good mom. And you don't feel like it's genuine, right? Versus you thinking, I'm an okay mom, right? It makes you feel more realistic. You're not just keeping to think positive, yet you don't even believe in that positive. And we use thoughts or statements, which are called bridging thoughts. These are thoughts that help us to bridge the gap between where we are to where we want to be in a more realistic way. So my end goal is I want to have $1 million business, right? And right now I believe I can, right? I have hope I can, right? And I also have doubt. So if I use bridging statements, bridging thoughts, they can help me get closer to where I want to be because I get curious. And I'm operating from a neutral place than being in a false state where I just say positive affirmation, I will be a millionaire. If I start saying I'll be a millionaire without believing that I'll be a millionaire, I'll be feeling I'm fake. I'll be feeling I will not even get to know my weaknesses that I need to cover up before I can even get there. When I'm in a neutral space, which I'm genuinely am, I think I can, and I sort of doubt myself, I'm going to get curious about why am I feeling like where are the doubts coming from? And when I check the doubts, that's when I start working on those doubts. What's making me have these doubts, right? The more curious you get, the more you're able to understand exactly what you need to do in order to get where you want. You can't always get out from a negative to positive. And you need to watch all this talk that is about positive thinking only. We are human beings and we can have both positive and negative. Never ever skip to just positive thinking without believing in it because it's all nonsense. It all makes you feel like, yeah, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but genuinely you don't believe in it. But when you use things like bridging thoughts, these are statements that you know they're more believable to you at that moment. And bridging thoughts, they're not specific. These are just the thoughts that you have, images about something, and you think they're more believable. Me thinking I can be a millionaire helps me see, yeah, that is a possibility. Right? It makes me feel like, wow, there's some sense of hope. Right? And you can have as many bridging thoughts of series that you want towards your end goal. Now, let's think about me for one moment as an example. When I said I can't be a millionaire, that's just the first bridging thought. That's not going to instantly change me to I'm a millionaire. But I can create other thoughts. And the reason why I create other thoughts is I keep doing more work on myself in regards to the end goal. I get curious more about the touch points that I don't know, right? I start creating other bridging thoughts. And some of the other bridging thoughts that I had was, think about someone else who was where I am now and they became a millionaire, right? So my bridging statement would be, so-and-so made a million, yet they started from here. So I used somebody's past as an inspiration. So think about it. I said initially I can be a millionaire. I felt, wow, it's more hope. And then I noticed I also have doubt because I said I can't means maybe I can't. I got curious why I can't. And now I'm curious. Maybe my brain thinks I should look for more evidence about how is this possible. And my brain went to thinking about somebody who has been where I am and they made $1 million business. So I had another statement, if so-and-so made it, I can too. That's another bridging statement that I use and you work on them slowly. And then on as I thought about it, that's why when you get curious, you think much and you have this power or flow of thoughts coming through. Than skipping to just positive thinking. And then the other thought that I had was, anything is possible if I set my mind into. That's another thought, which is a very useful thought. It's a very bridging gap thought. It's a bridging thought that can help you feel closer. Look at me, starting from my can to now the next thing is, I'm feeling more hopeful because I'm creating this hope from a more realistic way. Anything is possible if I set my mind into. And I thought about it. It's true. I can even check back from my inspiration. I check my past and check where. I check like a story that I had before that I succeeded. And I can use that as an inspiration. If you check episode 12 from my podcast list, you'll be able to see there's a podcast I've talked about using your past as a source of inspiration. So I can go back into my past and think about the scenarios that I succeeded with and I was able to do. What did I learn? And I can bring the same mindset into this as well. So that's the next thought I had, right? And then I had another thought, like, which is also a bridging gap. I'm willing to believe it's possible, right? And I can even top it up. I've done something hard in the past. So when you think about these statements that I created, they're called bridging thoughts. These are thoughts that are helping me get closer to where I'm supposed to be. And these are thoughts that are creating a more realistic way for me than actually just thinking positive thoughts only. Because sometimes you don't believe in the positive and you shouldn't. Stick to the positive thoughts if you don't believe in them. You should use bridging gaps to be able to get you to where you want to be. bridging gaps, always bridging statements, bridging gap, whatever. Just know that bridging. Whatever name you want to add at the end, it's just a bridge. Bridge is the most, people call them bridging statements. You create your own. But bridging statements, they help us get to where we want slowly and in a more realistic way. They're like baby steps. Some of the bridging thoughts that you can use to be able to help you get to where you want to be is, I can't do this. I'm learning that, this and this. I'm starting to understand this and this. I'm a beginner in this and this, right? They're just statements that you can produce anytime that you want when something is really not, you're not able to comprehend on how to get there or how it's making sense. Because for me, making a million, creating a $1 million business or becoming a millionaire, whatever it is, I just feel like it's crazy, you know. And for me to make it move from crazy to more realistic, I'm going to have a series of bridging thoughts that I'm going to need to use on my way there. These are deliberate thoughts that you create. And it's only you who can do this for yourself. They help you even know that when people attack you and think, oh my God, you're more crazy, then you use them. You use these bridging thoughts to get yourself out of the negative state. Right? The bridging statements, they're like, they help you progress. They help you move forward step by step. Right? So when I start thinking more of the thoughts that I need, then I start working towards it than when I just think negative or when I just think positive when I don't believe in it. There's nothing wrong with positive thinking as long as you believe in it and you're true to yourself. Don't just think, oh, when you just think something because the society has deemed us to just think of that, then you're doing what people want, but you're not being true to yourself. So I want you to start thinking about your life on an everyday basis. And think about how you can use bridging statements more and incorporate them more in your life to create more hope, to create a good way. I don't know what to use, but it's like they help you create the path that you want in a more realistic way, right? Every time I think about my story, I never say that will be. I say that can be. And who knows, a few months from now, my statement will be, I will be. But at least if it gets to I will be, it means I will have worked myself and I believe it. Because when you believe in something, then you're able to take the right action. But when you're fake and you lie to your brain, then you never do anything. So I want you to start thinking about how you can use bridging thoughts, bridging statements, bridging whatever you want to call them, as long as you know these are just statements, sentences that you create from your head that you're using as a gap towards where you want. And you can use them. I want you to misuse them. I want you to bust them in every day of your life, right? When you're thinking, oh my God, I'm a terrible mom because I don't feel like playing with my kids or something like that. Think about what bridging statements you can use. I'm an okay mom. I fed them today. I don't feel like playing, which is okay, right? Another statement could be, I'm human. I will not always feel like I want to play with my kids all the time. These thoughts, they take us from a negative state to actually just knowing that there's a possibility of something, this hope. They create hope. They help us function. They help us move forward. I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to create a list of most important bridging statements that I've used in my life. And I'm going to attach it to the notes. If you want to see the notes or you want to download this bridging thoughts, bridging statements, bridging whatever, you can, when you click this episode and you see show notes, or if you click those words which are saying that you'll be able to see them, or you can come to my Instagram and maybe I can help you figure out these statements. I want you to download them and use them, stick them on the wall, put them on the phone, let them guide you and help you. So that's it, my friend. And there's a wind up. I want to remind you that I'm a life coach and open to working with one-on-one clients at the moment. If you want to know how to work with me, you can also check it on my website at fridahoward.com, how to work with me. Or you can also check on this. If you click this episode, you'll be able to see some notes there that will guide you where you need to go. Or you can check me out on Instagram. I love Instagram, so make sure you follow me. And if you loved this podcast, share it with other people, share it with a friend, share it in on your social media, share it on your WhatsApp. Let other people also get inspired. And I do wish you a lovely time, whatever time of the day it is where you are. Thank you for listening to Grow Your Thinking podcast. If you loved this podcast, please subscribe and leave a quick review. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast and my coaching programs, please head over to fridahoward.com or follow me on Instagram as Frida Howard Coaching.